Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the RedMen TV. And I'm delighted to say I've got an extra special show coming up for you right now. I am talking to former Liverpool goalkeeper and international teammate of Dominic Szoboszlai. I'm speaking to Adam Bogdan. Adam, how are you doing, mate? You well?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no, massively appreciate you coming on. I really do. So, obviously, we're here to talk about Liverpool's latest signing, another Hungarian to add to the list of Hungarians that have played for Liverpool, of course. I think the easiest way to start off, Adam, is that you've trained with him, you've travelled with him, you've played with him. What's he like as a person, I guess?
He's a very cool guy. He's a huge talent, and he's probably the biggest talent of Hungarian football over the past couple of years for sure, but even maybe going back, maybe even more. He's just a good kid, you know, and he works really hard. He really is a star player with a star attitude, and the star attitude is also in terms of work ethic as well. So I think he's going to be fantastic for the club.
Yeah, absolutely. I've spoken to a few people now who know him well. I've spoken to Gerhard Struber, Fabio English as well earlier on about him, and everyone's always mentioned his work ethic and his training and how much he loves football, essentially. I think Fabio actually said he was obsessed with football, so that bodes well. He scored that goal that secured qualification for Hungary to Euro 2020. I mean, what a goal it was. Obviously, ends up missing the actual competition, and Hungary were in the group of death, as it was called. How big a blow was it to lose a player of that quality for that tournament?
I was huge, to be honest. You know, I didn't know him before because I had some absence from the national team in that time, but thankfully for him as well, or to him as well, you know, I was able to be there, because when I returned to the national team, you know, it was for the Euros, and it was an amazing atmosphere. We played two home games, you know, against France and Portugal. And it was something that I'm sure that he really regret missing, and he's really, really determined even more to be there for the next one, because it was such a big occasion for everybody in Hungary, full stadium. You know, and it was amazing. So, and for scoring the winning goal that qualified us for the Euros, and I'm sure he was very, very sad to miss it. Mm. But again, you know, he's making progress since then. He's the captain of the national team. He's scoring big goals. I think you could see, it was against Lithuania this summer, but he's above, you know, his class is above. Not necessarily the Hungarian team, but definitely above the Lithuanian team easily. So it looks so easy for him when he plays, you know, in that level. So, we missed him. We almost got through the group, but yeah. Maybe if he was there, we would have. But since then, you know, in the national team games, you know, it's just to mention maybe England, you know, last year in Wolverhampton. Then you could see that the team is a good team, and when he is in there, we are even better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's definitely a top talent. You two were together when he scored twice against San Marino as well in the World Cup qualifying in 2021. So he is definitely making an impact at the international level. You mentioned there, Adam, that he's obviously the captain now of Hungary. He's only 22. Like, that is someone very young for a captaincy role. Are you surprised by that? Or do you think, given that if you've worked with him, you know him, is that the right call?
I think it's the perfect call, to be honest, because you know, he's always been the captain throughout the under 17, under 19, whatever, you know, national team he played, and he always was the leader because simply he was the biggest talent for sure. And it's a very healthy combination when you have such a good talent with such wonderful right foot. You will see if you go to the stadium, you know, and you will hear the ball, the way he kicks it, the way he kicks that diagonal, it's magic. And with that talent combined with the hard work and effort and the understanding what you need to do in order to be able to compete in the top level, it's fantastic. And I think this is what the national team coach recognized, that after, you know, Adam Salai just retired recently, mm-hmm. you have a huge talent with some captaincy pedigree. I think it's better to put them under a little bit of pressure and put some more on their shoulders, because these types of guys, they love it. You know, they love to be in the center of attention. They love to be the main player. And I think it will get them to put even more.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you mentioned the way he kicks the football beautifully a moment ago there. And obviously you will have been in goal, I imagine, for some of them free kicks and penalties and training. Just how hard are they to save?
They are really hard. You know, if he gets it right, you know, there's no keeper in the world would save it. Or maybe in training, Alisson is top, you know. But now he has a technique. It's like a whip, like... and also it's like, you know, the ball starts to dip. So it hits it like it's almost like flying over, and then it starts dipping. And when you manage to get a hand on it, and it's sort of the ball just sort of dives under, and it hits your hand, and it just takes it in. You know, it just the ball is probably the strongest and the hardest when it starts coming down from that dip, and it's really hard to save it. I think if you've seen a couple of free kicks of him, and if the keeper managed to get close to it, even if he gets a finger, you know, he can't save it. So you Liverpool get a top talent with a, you know, huge ambitions, and I think in the last couple of years he became much stronger. He became a man. He grew up, you know, he's got a lot of responsibility on his shoulders, but he loves it. And he's a really good player.
Yeah, very exciting. Just a couple more, Adam, before I let you go. You've got 21 caps for Hungary. Obviously, you play for Liverpool as well. Is Szoboszlai one of the best players, most talented players you've played with?
We had some big talents. I would say that he is the one that he got to go abroad early enough, and he went abroad in the right structure and into the right structure to Red Bull Leipzig. So we had huge talents before and not necessarily making the right calls or got injured in the wrong time or you know, they were huge talents. We had not to mention names, but he got into this Red Bull Leipzig structure, and I think it was a fantastic decision for him, because he got better by learning a lot of in terms of tactics, and he got stronger, and then he made the next step and he go to Leipzig, you know, in the Bundesliga. They become one of the best teams in the Bundesliga. Then they start playing in the Champions League, got stronger again, realizing what is the Champions League you have to bring. In Salzburg, yes, he had teammates like Erling Haaland. And I think also the fact that this Red Bull structure is being trusted by the big teams in Europe. Therefore, you know, I'm not saying it's easier, but it is easier to get to a big top club from that structure, because Erling Haaland proved it. Keita, Sadio Mane, by going, okay, first Southampton. But you can name a lot of players, and I think big teams and big, huge European teams are more secure to make that huge payment for a player. So that's why I think he's managed really well, and he made the good steps in his career so far, and I believe that this is going to be the same.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed that little section of my conversation with former Liverpool goalkeeper Adam Bogdan about his compatriot and international teammate Dom Szoboszlai. If you want to watch the show in full or indeed listen to it, head to redmenplus.com and it's all there for you, as well as the numerous other conversations we've been having over the past few days. And of course, all the amazing Bobby Firmino documentary content that's on there for you now. So get over there and sign up. And if you do so as a Club Captain yearly subscriber, you will get it for half price. So what are you waiting for?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.